Hello, everyone. I have just returned from seeing The Kingsman, the new movie by Matthew Vaughn. Welcome, hot off the press review on this Saturday, the 8th of January. So yeah, I've just come back from seeing The Kingsman. Matthew Vaughn, whose previous work includes Stardust, one of my favourites. Kick-Ass, X-Men, First Class. He did the Kingsman Secret Service and the Golden Circle, and this is the third in the series in terms of release date, but it is a prequel set in 1914, which is World War One. And in this movie, we have Ralph Fiennes as Orlando Oxford, Gemma Arterton as Polly, Reese Ifans as Grigory Rasputin, Harris Dickinson, a young actor who is Ralph Fiennes' son, he's called Conrad Oxford, and Jimon Hounsou, I think his name's pronounced. Matthew Good turns in a good performance as a well-spoken British officer, and Charles Dance. It was a nice surprise to see him because I didn't know he was in it as Lord Kitchener, who, if you know your history, was on those Britain Needs You posters from World War One. So I've been looking forward to seeing this movie for quite a while. I was waiting for the right moment because of the Omicron that's all over the place at the minute. So I was waiting for a quiet screening and I managed to find one. It was me and then there was maybe four other people, so it was ideal. But initial thoughts, I'm not going to go too spoilery, but initial thoughts are that I really enjoy it. It's probably my favourite of the three, just because of I am interested in history. I'm interested in especially the obviously it's a fictional movie that embellishes on the circumstances about how World War One started, but I find it interesting that this used that, and it does it, it there was some moments where it kind of highlights English and British colonial past. That it's not always a good thing, and that's highlighted by the main character, Ralph Fiennes. Surprisingly, I will say that he is the main character. I thought it was going to be his son's movie, a lot like the character that I forgot his name, I can't say it, Taron Egerton, the character he plays, Eggsy. I thought it was going to be Conrad Oxford's movie, the younger actor, like it was Eggsy's movie. And so in the first one, I'll revisit this thought. So in the first Kingsman, you have Eggsy mentored by Colin Firth, who's not his father, it's just an agent. In this, you have Ralph Fiennes, who is his father, and he mentors his son. And I thought it was going to be a case of Ralph Fiennes kind of in the background, but Ralph Fiennes is very much in the forefront, which I kind of like. There's a lot of movies now where they have the older actor be kind of in the back, and Ralph Fiennes has still got it. I was really pleased to see him doing a lot of action scenes. He has a cool fight scene with Reese Ifans as Grigory Rasputin. Reese Ifans is great fun. He was clearly hamming it up as Rasputin. Jimon Hounsou is Shola. He's a supporting cast. He's like the Alfred to Ralph Fiennes in this. He's really great. And Gemma Arterton, she was great as Polly. Great fun. I think with Matthew Vaughn, there is a sense of fun with these movies. I realise the subject matter is quite serious, but you do get the idea that they're having fun making the movie. There's a bit tongue in cheek. The tone now and again, the tone does shift, like in a flip of a coin, which is a little bit jarring, but you, if you, as long as you go with it, it is worth sticking with. But no, the movie's great fun. It's not going to be a very long review because just my initial thoughts. The music's great. I'm going to try and find who did the music. There's hints. There's a lot of similar. There's some similar kind of sounds to what the first the first two movies had. I'm just going to have a look, see if I can find the composer for this. Here we are. Kingsman 2021. Music by Jason Ballantyne. Let's have a look. So he did Wolf Creek, which is a great horror movie. Prom Night, Rogue, Crush. Wish You Were Here. The Great Gatsby with Baz Luhrmann. Oh well. He did Mad Max. See. Mad Max is a great soundtrack. He did Spectral. He did It. In It Chapter 2. So you can see with his music where he's kind of moved up and became more renowned for his work on bigger and more well-known movies. So yeah, the music's great. The action, again with Matthew Vaughn, he does... I like the way he does action, especially in movies like X-Men and Stardust. He has close-up shots, yes, but he does frame it in a way where you see all the players involved, and especially with this kind of movie, all of the fighting styles are highlighted quite well, which is interesting to see. The fight with Rasputin is a little bit crazy. It's a shame that this movie is out during the pandemic, but I think they delayed it as long as they could, really. I really enjoyed it, and this is, again, this is not a very long review. I just wanted to kind of get my thoughts out. But I would highly recommend it. It is worth seeing in the cinema, but try and go when you can, when it's quiet, hopefully. And then I think there's a third one coming out. Well, a Kingsman, a fourth movie in the series, but there's a Kingsman 3 coming out with Colin Firth and Eggsy. I'm looking forward to that. But I would very much like to see a sequel to this more than the initial series of the first two. It's just... Especially as well, Ralph Fiennes, I have a soft spot for his 1998 Avengers movie. Not Avengers as in Marvel, but The Avengers. It's a remake, it's a movie based on a TV show. Ralph Fiennes is John Steed, and Sean Connery is August de Winter, and Uma Thurman plays Mrs. Peel. I mean, it's not well reviewed, but I was only 10 when it came out, and for me that was a fun movie. But going back to this, I'd really recommend it. Performances were solid throughout. There was a few emotional parts, actually, surprisingly. I do find myself getting invested in movies quite easily. But I would definitely recommend it. And I think in terms of rewatchability, for me, for what I like, this has that. It's just a great fun movie. It is a 15. There's a lot of gruesome fight scenes. There's a really cool fight in the trenches. It's in a nighttime scene. And the Germans are approaching the British soldiers, and the signal to put the guns down, because if they fire the weapons, the soldiers in the trenches on either side will start firing into the no man's land. So they put the guns down, and it's like they have this slow approach, trying to be quiet, and they have this really cool fight scene in the no man's land. But it's, again, you are kind of shown how futile it was being on the front lines. There's a scene where there's soldiers ready to go over and you hear the officer shout, "Fix bayonets," blow his whistle, they go at the top, and then within 30 seconds they're mown down by the machine gun. And obviously I liked seeing that. Not I didn't like seeing it highlighted, but it was interesting seeing it highlighted, because there was this idea of dying for your country, and there was sold a lie of being chivalrous. And then so you go through the training, you build up, your family's proud, you go and you go there into the front, on the front line, and then you're on the front, and within a second or 10 seconds you're mown down. And that's, I guess for a lot of people, it was a lot of the same kind of story. Wrong, just in the wrong place, wrong time, in terms of where you were on the battlefield. There was lots of very cool visual effects in the movie. While the action was really good, the visual effects, I think at some points Ralph Fiennes' face was like imposed over the stuntman, which is fine, because Ralph Fiennes is getting on, but he's not too old. And some of the backdrops, Matthew Vaughn has like not a cartoony style, but it is a stylized kind of visual effect. It's not realistic. It's not completely cartoonish. It's kind of in between, especially with movies like Stardust. But they still look very good. It's very impressive. Some nice transitions from the shots he did. Showing the World War One battlefields and then going into the black and white old style films. I realise this review is very disjointed. I'm just kind of shooting thoughts around in my head. But I really, the sets were cool, the costumes look great. You do get this, there is some kind of, they do highlight the difference between like aristocrats and the people on the ground. There's a scene showing the Russian peasants, and then they compare it to the, like, the grandeur of the palace and stuff. It's just interesting to see, a kind of heightened action movie with this setting. But I really enjoyed it. I really recommend it, and I hope there's a sequel to. I hope there's a sequel to this, because I'd be very interested in seeing it. They could do World War II. Oh, it'd be quite cool if they'd like a 20 years later Ralph Fiennes for this. Age him up. But yeah, it's just my initial thoughts. Just while I had them in my head. But thank you for joining. I did a podcast with Lou, reviewing The Matrix, and then before that, I did a podcast with Chicken Possible. And then next week is going to be hopefully a mid-season review of The Book of Boba Fett with my good friend Dave, or he's better known as Remedy. But yes, thank you for listening. I realise there's a lot of ums and ahs in this review, but it is just a quick little hit to put out there. So thank you very much, and have a good day.